It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome to 2026. Happy New Year to all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But high school basketball, it remains the same as we have hit the two-month stretch now as the Northeast Kansas League officially begins league play tonight here in Horton as the Chargers play host to Jackson Heights. We got a packed house and a full crew on hand. Let's get you the starting lineup for this girls game between Jackson Heights and Horton. Madison Massey, the head coach of the Cobras, a record of 5-1 with three consecutive wins coming into tonight. Bryn Shoup, a senior, atop the lineup for Jackson Heights, averaging 8 points per game. A guard is Emma Stein, a senior, at 3 points per game. Nicole Ammon, a sophomore forward, averaging 11 points per game. Jennifer Melly's a junior at about 4 points per game. And then Chesney Cochran, the leading scorer for Jackson Heights, 13 points per game. Bailey Lanter, first-year head coach for Horton. Kara covers up. Tiffin Lanter, Kirsten Smith, Kansas Keough, and JoJo Switch for the 3-3 Chargers here tonight. A timeout. The opening tip-off coming your way next here on KNZA.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Horton hosting Jackson Heights here tonight. It's the Chargers and the Cobras. The girls game tipping off right now. The opening tip off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Blaine and Grant with the channel. We got Megan in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. We are off and running. Cobras, after the tip-off, losing it underneath, and a quick turnover to start. And now here comes Horton from right to left as these two teams match up for the first time here this season. Home white uniforms for the Chargers. Here's Tiffin Lanter. Up top it goes to covers up. Left side, Kansas Keough fires and delivers a three. Kansas Keough, the leading scorer for this Chargers club at 12 a game. And Horton out to an early 3-0 lead, 40 seconds into tonight's contest. Rocking and rolling, Jackson Heights a record of 5-1 on the season. Their last game, December 18th at McLeod. A big win in that regard, 53-17. That final score. Cobras at it right now with senior Bryn Shoup, left side on the wing. It goes right side to Chesney Cochran in the corner, trying to answer for the right corner three. It rattles in and out, and a rebound for Horton by Kirsten Smith. So the Chargers, again, a 3-0 start or a minute plus into tonight's game. Down low, it's Kara covers up, fading away on the right block. She drew some contact and the foul. And our first free throw's coming here in the opening quarter at 6:48 to go. And the Chargers leading at 3-0. They get Jennifer Melly, the Cobras foul. And Kara covers up, going to shoot two here. 5'11 senior, Kara covers up. 7 points, five rebounds a game, 74% at the line. And she's perfect on that first delivery. And the lead is now 4-0. In favor of Horton here at home. Dialed up here on KNZA, also the Cobra channel as well. And a lane violation is going to be called before that second free throw attempt. It was Kirsten Smith who stepped over the line. So it's going to be a 1-for-2 trip there for Kara covers up and a 4-0 Chargers lead. And now the Cobras get it back with another opportunity to get on the board for the first time tonight. Cobras offense averaging 46 points per game. Here's Nicole Ammon, the sophomore short corner, trying to bounce one through traffic on the right block. Good defense right now by Horton underneath. Now Ammon's pass in the left corner, tipped out of bounds, and it was last touched by Tiffin Lancer. Good job there defensively by the Chargers. And on the far side out, Jackson Heights will throw it in. 90 seconds into this game, 4-0, Horton here at home. Here's a good post touch inside. That's too easy, and a finish by Jennifer Melly. Chargers 4, Cobras 2, 6:20 to go first quarter. Here's Lanter, doubled up here on the left wing. Back up top, it goes to JoJo Switch. Now Keo, splitting two. High arcing floater, up and in with the left hand. Nicely done. 5 early points for Kansas Keo, and it's a 6-2 Horton lead. 2 minutes into this game, they're going to pick up here half-court defensively. Chargers break it at the top of the key with Emma Sykes. Goes to the right wing. Now Cochran in the right corner. Chargers going man-to-man. Horton giving up 43 points per game through their first six. They are 3-3 on the young season, and that one is taken away. A second turnover here in the opening quarter by Jackson Heights. Here's Keo going to work between the legs. Right side pass to Kirsten Smith on the wing. Looking inside, nothing there, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul against the Chargers. So a turnover on Horton. It was away from the ball. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. They'll get JoJo Switch. And the first Charger foul at 5:34 to go in the opening quarter. Chargers with a 6-2 lead. Two teams played 3 times last year. Horton won both regular season meetings, but Jackson Heights won the matchup in the postseason. Turning, firing, Ammon inside. She drew the body and the foul. Nicole Ammon going to the line to shoot two here for Jackson Heights. And they get Kara covers up with her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Chargers. Nicole Lamon at the line. And her first free throw is pure. 56% at the stripe this season. And right now a double up here for Horton at 6-3. 5:26 to go here in this first quarter. Ammon, the sophomore, in and out on free throw attempt number 2 and a rebound for JoJo Switch. Chargers 6, Cobras 3. Here's Lancer wide open for 3. Nothing but net left wing. Pippen Lancer from downtown, the freshman guard. And the Chargers, their biggest lead at 9-3 at 5:08 to go here in the first. Chargers playing well both sides. Right back to Ammon on the block. Beautifully done with a nice up and under move for 2. First field goal for Nicole Ammon. She's got 3. And into the front court, Tiffin Lancer. She's going to be called for a travel. And it's turnover number 2 against the Chargers. His Horton team last time out played Oskaloosa December 19th and won that matchup 51-49. Chargers have split their last 4 games. Here's a left-hander in the lane that's a little bit short and a rebound for Tiffin Lancer. Chargers moving. 9-5, they lead it here. As we're coming up on the halfway point of this opening quarter. Here's covers up, looking for on the block, and that pass sailed away from Keo and out of bounds. And another turnover against the Chargers. Here's Bobby Becker, 5'9 junior, checking in here for Horton, taking the spot of JoJo Switch. So here's Cochran, currently the possession for Jackson Heights, working it slowly into the front court. She has it high on the left wing, had it knocked away, and a steal taken away by Kirsten Smith. Here's Keo in the lane, and she's called for a carry. That is three consecutive turnovers on the Chargers. Their lead is 9-5 here at 4:13 to go first quarter. You'd appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight, just getting going. 2026 portion of the high school basketball schedule. First NEKL matchups for both of these teams. Ammon had a good look inside, but off the miss. A good box out and rebound by Kara covers up. Still 9-5 as that pass was tipped out of bounds by Jennifer Mellies, and Horton's going to keep it underneath. Another sub in, this one for Jackson Heights. We'll see Lakota Bottom, the junior, check in and replacing Emma Sides. So the Chargers up by four as Lanter has it. Now covers up, working straight away. Now Keo left wing, going to clear it out and reset up top. No shot clock here at Horton. Right side it goes. Kirsten Smith still holding at the right shoulder. One dribble left, covers up top. Now Keo on a drive baseline, threw it up, in and out, no. A foul's going to be called. It's going to be on the floor. And it'll be team foul number two against Jackson Heights. Let's check the call. And they get, well, they showed 21. That is not correct. There's no 21 for Jackson Heights. Let's see if they got it. Maybe on Lakota Bottom, who just checked in. She's number 22. Another sub in during all this. It's Maria Mendez, the 5'8 freshman for Horton. Well, they're showing 21 with the foul, but the Cobras don't have a 21 as Lanter missing a long left two, but an offensive rebound by Mendez, and she's tied up underneath. And it's going to be a jump ball back to Jackson Heights. Kind of a weird sequence there. As again, the last Jackson Heights foul was called on number 21, yet there is no 21 on the active roster tonight. Here's Jackson Heights down four, 3:15 to go first quarter. Cochran stepping back, a long three. It was on target but short, and it's tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to Horton. Yeah, we got Blaine, we got Grant here for the Cobra Channel. If you want to cue us up, mscsports.net, listen live tab, click on the Cobra Channel. Got Megan, our KNZA studio producer tonight, Brandon Tadman with you as well. 5 minutes in, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 9-5, Horton with the possession and the lead. Here's Mendez, covers up left side. Going baseline, gets to the block, kicks it back out to Mendez. She triggers a three, front rim no. Right place, right time, Bobby Becker, the offensive rebound. Back at the free throw line, left side, Mendez, nice move, getting to the rack, shot no. But a foul called, and free throws coming for the freshman, Maria Mendez. And they get Jennifer Mellies quickly with her second foul. That'll call on a sub from head coach Madison Massey. Here's Mendez at the line. High arcing free throw up and good. Maria Mendez averaging 3 points, nearly three rebounds a game. JoJo Switch checking back in as well for Horton. And the second by Mendez off the heel, strong tip into the hands of Jackson Heights. Here's Shoup into the front court, back to sides. Here's Ammon. Cochran, good look, straight away three, and it's in there. Chesney Cochran, a downtown triple, hits it at 36%, 10-8, Chargers by two. 2:17 to go, first quarter. Nice little run here for Jackson Heights, both sides of the ball. Keo picks it up prematurely on the left wing. Now Switch has it up top. Kind of a bizarre possession. And Bailey Lanter, first-year head coach for Horton, wants to talk it over. It is a timeout on the floor at 2:06 to go in this opening quarter. 10-8, Horton by two. Timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, Megan, Brandon here on KNZA. We got Blaine, we got Grant with the Cobra Channel. And Blaine, you've seen this Jackson Heights team all season, and Madison Massey has is Lady Cobra's team right now. Three consecutive wins. They're 5-1. A win tonight would match their win total all of last year after going 6-16 a year ago.
I mean, that would be definitely something really happy to see here at the beginning of 2026, not only to start off with a win, but also to see that we've improved over throughout the years. So hopefully we'll be able to clutch in the win tonight.
So the first timeout taken by Horton, and that was kind of a bizarre possession they were working with. They have a two-point lead. They have led it from the jump. They have led by as many as six here in the early going. So back to it in the front court. Kansas Kia working on the dribble. Gets to the rack and draws some body contact. And let's see if it's on the floor. She's going to be shooting two. They get Lakota Bottom with the foul. That is her first team foul, number four. So it is on the floor. So they reset. Keo in the corner, right side for three. It's a swish. How about the start for Kansas Keo? She's got 2 threes and 8 points. 13-8 Chargers. 1:43 to go first quarter. Now a foul on the perimeter going against Keo, who just dropped down that triple. Team foul number three against the Chargers. And a side out here for Jackson Heights, far side of the floor. Kirsten Smith checking back in here for Horton. Tip and Lancer will get a seat. Here's Lakota Bottom on the side out to throw it in. Does so up top to senior Bryn Shute. Couple steps between midcourt. Gets around the screen. Gets in the lane. Looking left. Had it knocked away by Mendez and a steal. Turnover by Jackson Heights. Here's Keo. A little scoop shot with the left hand. That is a finesse finish. And Keo with 10 points here in the first quarter. It is 15-8 Chargers. Their largest lead here with a minute 19 to go in the first. Now another whistle up top and another foul. It's going to be on JoJo Switch. That'll be her second. So both teams now with four fouls apiece. So both teams, final minute 17 of this first quarter, will be in the bonus. Marlissa Banks checking in here for Horton. Also, Kara covers up back in as well. You got Mendez and also Switch getting a breather on this run for Horton. And the Chargers, again, off to a good start, leading 15-8. Here's Ammon diving in from the free throw line, and she went at the rack strong and drew the body and the foul. Free throws coming for Nicole Ammon. And they get covers up, who just checked back in, and she just picked up her second foul. Here's Ammon at the line. 3 points here in the first quarter. Make it four. Drops in the first. 15-9. Chargers by six. First time we're going to see Aubrey Wilson, a 5'10 senior, into the game for Horton. Covers up, who just checked in, picked up her second foul, has to come right back out. 2-for-2 trip there for Nicole Ammon, who's off to a great start her sophomore season. Inside, Aubrey Wilson got a quick touch, and she gets a quick basket at the rim. Aubrey Wilson in for all of 20 seconds, and she's on the board at 17-10 Chargers. Final minute of this opening quarter. Here's Shoup curling to the rack. Flips it up and in with the right hand. That is a difficult finish for Bryn Shoup. And it's now 17-12 Chargers as they come right back up the floor. And a right side jump shot is in for Kirsten Smith. And a timeout is going to be called. Madison Massey has seen enough. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. So we got 42 seconds to go in this first quarter of play. The Chargers right now offensively out to a very good start. They lead it 19-12 here on KNZA. Again, it's Northeast Kansas League openers tonight. As we got some other games on the schedule, you got Valley Falls hosting McLouth. You got Oskaloosa at Riverside. And then our feature broadcast on Care Country 93.7, the rivalry that is Morehill Mounts Academy and ACCHS. Jake and Boz tonight will have the first 2026 edition of the High School Scoreboard Show. Not a ton of games on the schedule tonight. Good chunk of teams getting back to it with their openers in the new year next week. So out of the timeout, here's Bryn Shoup. She is caught in a double. This is a tough spot. And now that pass is taken away by the Chargers. Five turnovers here by Jackson Heights.
Keough, a long pass. Kirsten Smith setting the feet for a long two. It's off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Banks. Her shot short. Another rebound by Bobby Becker. Third opportunity, no good inside. And the rebound pulled away by Sides, and then she's tied up underneath. So the Chargers, three offensive rebounds, and with the tie-up, they're going to keep the possession with 12 and a half seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Becker to throw it in. Keough, right side three. It's a little bit short. Rebound for Jackson Heights and Brent Schuth. She's got 6 seconds to work. Launching a pass, but Keough tips it away and out of bounds with 2 seconds to go. So the Chargers are going to have it on the, or correction, the Cobras are going to have it here on the side out. You have a catch and maybe one dribble or two, and you got to get a shot up. 2.3 on the clock. 19-12 Horton. Right back. A long two at the buzzer is no good. Put up by Lakota Bottom. A little bit strong from the right corner. And that takes us to the end of the first 8 minutes here in the girls' game tonight. So Horton at home, a 19-12 lead over Jackson Heights. 60-second timeout. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day-to-day from oil changes to front-end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball, back to it here on KNZA. The 2026 portion of the schedule is upon us, and our girls' game going to the second quarter. The Horton Chargers at home, a 19-12 lead over Jackson Heights, and the Cobras down 7. Opening possession of quarter number two. Here's a touch for Brent Schupp on the block. Kicks it. Nice extra pass, but the shot from the left side a little bit long, and a rebound for the Chargers and Marlissa Banks. They lead it by 7, trying to add. Banks wide open in the corner for 3. It's good. Setting the feet, drilling a triple. Marlissa Banks, it's the 4th 3 of the half for Horton, and their lead has grown. It's 22-12. 30 seconds into this second 8 minutes, and now Jackson Heights with another turnover. Here's Horton trying to go to work. Little two-on-two break. Getting it inside to Wilson. Trickled one up, but it couldn't fall. Would not fall, and the rebound for Jackson Heights and Jennifer Mellies. 7:10 to go, second quarter. 22-12, Chargers by 10. Here's Cochran around a screen, a right side to Schupp in the corner. Works it back to the wing. Now skips it left side to Emma Side. Back up top to Ammon. Looking inside, nothing there. Skip pass into the right corner with Cochran. Here's a post touch. Ammon, little turn, fire, had it knocked away. No foul called, and it's taken away by Tiffin Lancer. Here's Marlissa Banks up top. Lancer, they don't close out. She'll fire a 3 and deliver another triple for Horton. Tiffin Lancer, her 2nd triple, and a timeout for Madison Massey. Horton blowing it open here early in the second quarter. The Chargers, 25-12. Their lead over Jackson Heights, a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage tonight of high school basketball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas, alongside Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel. Appreciate it very much. Megan in studio, Brandon Tedman with you, bringing you some high school hoops. First broadcast of 2026 at Horton. 19-12, they led it after the first quarter. They have hit back-to-back threes and now lead it 25-12, forcing Jackson Heights to burn their first full timeout of the half. And the largest lead here so far for this Chargers team is Jackson Heights came in through tonight with three consecutive wins and a record of 5-1. They nearly turned it over, Jackson Heights did, but get it back up top here to Cochran. Puts it on the dribble, and they're going to get it for a travel right at the free throw line. Just couldn't quite stop on the dime that she wanted, and that pivot foot just moved enough. For now, the seventh Jackson Heights turnover of this first half of play. 25-12 Chargers by a Baker's dozen about 2 minutes into this second quarter. And now another offensive foul away from the ball. Second time here. Chargers have been called for the offensive foul away from the ball. And they got Maria Mendez for that offensive foul, her first. And the first foul on either side in quarter number two. 25-12, Horton by 13, 2 minutes into this second quarter. Jennifer Melly's good look at the free throw line, nearly got it to go. Tipped around and picked up by Horton. One and done possession there for Jackson Heights. Here's Lanter into the front court. Has it on the right wing, in between the rings out high with Keough. Now left side it goes to Mendez. Covers up the touch. Keough had a look, but turned down a semi-open three. Gets into the lane, and a whistle and a foul. Appears to be on Jackson Heights. They get Bryn Shoup on the call. That'll be her first in team foul number one here in the quarter. Sub in for the Chargers. Going to be Cheyenne Cummins, 5'10 junior. First time we've seen her tonight. And replacing Kirsten Smith. So Cummins, who just checked in, triggers the inbounds pass to Keough. Lanter. Now Mendez right side on the wing. Looking for covers up on the block, and it's taken away by Melly. Seven turnovers now on the Chargers. Cochran, left block, it's Ammon, little turn and fire. She is a little strong on the shot, but another foul call. And Nicole Ammon, for the third time here in the half, going to go to the free throw line. And they get Cheyenne Cummins, who just checked in with her first foul, and Nicole Ammon at the line for two. And her first free throw is short. So now 3 for 5 at the line here in this first half. She's got 5 points to lead Jackson Heights. Right now, it's a 13-point Charger lead. Tried to bank that one, and it's no good. But Cochran, the offensive rebound, fades away. Can't get it to go. But another opportunity with a rebound by Melly. And the pass on the far side tipped out of bounds. So fortunate. Nicole Ammon, she goes 0-for-2 at the line. And then back-to-back offensive rebounds to salvage this possession for Jackson Heights. 5:18 to go in the half. 25-12 Horton here at home. Of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow. Looking for Ammon on the block, and that pass had too much heat on it, and it goes out of bounds for another Jackson Heights turnover. Well, Jackson Heights averaging 16 turnovers per game, and right now they have hit the halfway point at number 8, with still 5-plus minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Keough, here's Lanter. Here's Cummins up top between the rings out high, and now that pass taken away by Bryn Shoup. Wants to go coast to coast, stops, pops, and puts it in off the window. 4 points, second basket for Bryn Shoup. 25-14 is the Horton lead. Both teams now with 8 first half turnovers. Here's Mendez, now Cummins, right side to Lanter on the wing, covers up, deep underneath. Tried to flip it over to Cummins on the left block, and it went through her hands and out of bounds. 9 turnovers now for the Chargers. Lakota Bottom checking back in for Jackson Heights. Nicole Ammon will get a breather here. And another late sub coming in. And they won't get it in time, or they will. So they will bring on that late sub, and it's going to be Marlissa Banks for the Chargers. Kansas Keough gets a breather. Keough had 10 in the first quarter. And leads all scorers here tonight so far. Jackson Heights trying to chip away. They're down 11. Coming up on the halfway point of this second quarter. Here's Shoop in the right corner. Chargers going man-to-man here. Goes back to the wing. Now a post touch with Melly's turning. Now back to the bucket. Now facing the basket again, about 15 feet away. Now Shoop, baseline drive underneath, flips it into the corner. Cochran a three. It is a little bit strong. Backside rebound chased down by Mendez. Ball still on the deck. It's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. And they're going to say it's Jackson Heights ball. Boy, Cochran had a great look from the left corner, just a little bit strong on that three. Has to get it in, does so to Melly on the right wing, inside the three-point line, looking for someone to get it off to, looking for Shoop on a handoff, and it's knocked away and out of bounds, and Jackson Heights turns it over again. Quickly, Nicole Ammon back into the game, as Melly's will get a breather. Bobby Becker checks in as well. Both teams, both coaches utilizing deep portions of the bench here in the first half. 25-14 is the Horton lead. 3:50 and counting in this second period. Here's Tiffin Lancer with it up top. Marlissa Banks, no hesitation on a three. Nearly got it to go off the rim. It was halfway down and out, and a rebound cleared away by Lakota Bottom. Now knocked away and out of bounds. Good anticipation there by Marlissa Banks. And on the side out, Chargers will throw it, or Cobras, correction, will throw it in with Bottom on the far side of the floor. We're at 3:35 to go in the half, 25-14. Chargers by 11 here at home. In the first Northeast Kansas League matchup for both these teams. And on the right wing, Brent Shoop going to be called for a travel. 10 first half turnovers. As JoJo Switch is going to check back into the game for Horton. Well, right now, both these teams have gone a little bit cold offensively over the last couple of minutes. Chargers have led by as many as 13 here in the half. As Kansas Keough is going to check back in, one of the head officials talking to Madison Massey. And the official gives the thumbs up to the partner, and we're back to it. So here is Kansas Keough into the front court, casual with the right-handed dribbles. Waving off Banks. Banks now gets it, bumped on the baseline, and a foul on Jackson Heights. And that's going to be Bryn Shoop. That'll be her second, team foul number two. And we're going to see a sophomore, Sabrina Streeter, check in for Jackson Heights, replacing Shoop. Another name we're seeing for the first time here in this opening half. Here's Keough in the right, or left corner, I should say. Got by a defender. Little floater, no good. Trying to fight for her own rebound. And picked up by Bottom and Jackson Heights. 25-14 Chargers. Cobra's trying to get back to within single digits. Ammon had a good look on the left block, but it just rolls out. And a rebound for Horton. Here's Banks. Back to Keough. Going to reset up top. No shot clock here at Horton tonight. Now covers up, left elbow, little one-step in, dribble, shot, no, but a foul and free throws coming up for the 5'11 senior. Kara covers up. Third team foul on Jackson Heights. And they get Streeter with the foul, her first. Covers up, just 1 point here in the half, 1 of 2 at the line. And her first one there is up and good. Covers up, averaging over 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Also averaging nearly 2 blocks a game as well. Her second free throw, no, is a little bit strong, but an offensive rebound by Switch. And now it's lost at midcourt and picked up by Jackson Heights. And now a foul on the Chargers as it was picked up by Sides, who forced the turnover. Well, let's check the foul on Horton. There were quite a few white jerseys there. And they got the foul on covers up. And really, Blaine, I'm not quite sure how this is a shooting foul. There we go. Okay, we got it back. Well, they were setting up to shoot free throws. It was only the 13th foul. She was definitely not shooting on that attempt. But now we have broken up, and Jackson Heights set to throw it in. Kirsten Smith was trying to sub in for Horton, and came on prematurely, so she has to walk back to the scorer's table and covers up probably going to have to sit the rest of the half with three fouls. We're at 2:44 to go in the half. 26-14 our score. Here's a three left side. It's going to be called a long two by Lakota Bottom. And now a travel is going to be called by Marlissa Banks into the front court. And the Cobras have a little bit of momentum here. They're down 10. They force a turnover and get it right back. 26-16 at 2:35 to go in this first half. Right side, who just knocked it down. It was Bottom in the corner. Picks it up, looking for Ammon on the block. She is triple-teamed. Shimmies her way underneath, and a reverse layup attempt is no good, but she draws the foul again. Nicole Ammon living at the line here in this first half to get JoJo's switch, and that's going to be her third. So the two key post players for the Chargers, each with three fouls, covers up and switch, and Ammon is at the line once again, and this one is no good. Now it's her seventh free throw attempt of the half. She is 3 of 7. Came in at 56% on the year, and her second, no good as well. Another 0-for-2 trip and a rebound for Switch. So it stays 26-16 in favor of the home team Chargers. Here's Kirsten Smith, wing left, bumped out by Cochran. Now Banks up top, right back to Smith. Left side on the wing, and Cochran hounding around the wing. This time got a little handsy and a foul called on Chesney Cochran. And a couple subs coming in for the Chargers. We'll see Aubrey Wilson and Tiffin Lanter. Chesney Cochran, by the way, that was her first foul. And team foul number 4. So both teams the rest of this half at 2:04 going to be in the bonus. Here's Lanter, left side on the wing. Chargers leading by 10. 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Keogh between the legs, trying to go to work. Gets in the lane, driving, kicking, left side. Smith for 3, a little bit strong. Tipped in the air, ball still on the deck. It goes out of bounds underneath. And it's going back to Jackson Heights at 1:46 to go in the half. So both teams, double-digit turnovers here in the first half. Elena Switch, a 5'6 junior, is now checked in for Horton. So again, both teams have utilized the bench heavily here in this opening half. It's been all Chargers, leading by 10. They've led by as many as 13. Cochran steps into a 3, no go. Fighting for the rebound, they're going to get a jump ball, and possession arrow is going to give it back to Horton. Boy, Cochran's had a couple good looks from behind the arc here in the first half. She has knocked down one, but a couple that have looked good as well, just unable to go. Final 90 seconds of this first half. Our girls' game tonight in Horton. Chargers leading the Cobras 26-16. Here's Wilson. Now Keogh diving in. Off-balance shot. Missed everything but backboard. Body's hitting the floor underneath for the rebound and another tie-up, which gives it back to Jackson Heights. It was 19-12 Horton at the end of the first quarter. They built that lead up to as many as 13, but right now it's a 10-point advantage at 26-16. Just over a minute to go in the second quarter. Here's an off-balance shot as Ammon's trying to fight for the rebound, and it's taken away by Elena Switch. A shot missed by Streeter inside. Final minute of this first half. See what the Chargers want to do here. They have the possession. And hounding is Cochran up top. And she's going to force a turnover. Last touch by Bobby Becker. And the Chargers turn it over again. But Jackson Heights gets it back. 49 seconds and counting first half. They're down 10. Cochran hands it off. Working around the arc from left to right. With the possession here is Sides. Cochran a 3. Another one on target but strong. And Switch another rebound. Another good look for Cochran. Just couldn't get it to go. Final 30 seconds. Do the Chargers play for the final shot? They're up 10. Keogh to Lanter, left side. Bobby Becker on the block, not there. Still Lanter with it. Now one dribble in. Kicks it. Long two on the way. That one off the target. Offensive rebound for Lanter. Keogh a 3. Book it. 13 for Kansas. Keogh. 9 seconds to go in the half. 29-16 Chargers. Here's Cochran, 3 seconds, top of the key, 2 seconds, in the lane, floater, banks it in at the buzzer. Boy, Jackson Heights, they had to have it. and a big bucket to close it out for Chesney Cochran. She has 5 points in the first half. But the Chargers at home leading at the break. As we go to the halftime show, and that's brought to you by Highland Community College, Chargers 29, Cobras 18. Earl's game at the half, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, you're queued up on at KNZA 103.9 FM. We got Blaine, we got Grant with the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights at Horton tonight. Blaine, our girls game at the half, and right now Horton using the outside shot. They hit six threes in the first half. Jackson Heights just one outside triple, 29-18, Chargers by 11. What's kind of your takeaway from that girls' first half?
Well, I can definitely say that the difference between these two teams right now is the fact that Horton is able to hit these downrange, deep shots. I mean, Jackson Heights, they have the ability to. I mean, Chesney Cochran's amazing from what I've seen from the three-pointer this so far this year. But she only has one three on the night and also another two, and they're absolutely shutting down Bryn Shoup. She has really no points inside, and along with Nicole Ammon. So the Chargers' defense is amazing. Jackson Heights, I mean, it's just, I guess they're just a little weak off coming off the break.
Yeah, the two big stats in this girls' first half, we mentioned the outside shooting. Horton with six threes, three of them from Kansas Keough, who has a first half lead of 13 points. Pippen Lancer hit a couple, also one from Marlissa Beggs. But the rebounding numbers as well, heavily in favor of the Chargers. Horton out-rebounding Jackson Heights right now, 17-8. So that is another key stat. This has been a pretty much wire-to-wire lead for Horton as they led 19-12 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored Jackson Heights 10-6 in that second period. We got this 29-18 Charger lead in the girls' game at the half. We mentioned Horton being led by Kansas Keough, three threes and 13 points. She had 10 of her 13 in the first quarter. Outside of that, scoring for Horton, Tippin Lancer with six. You had three from Marlissa Banks, two apiece from Kara Covers Up, Aubrey Wilson, and Kirsten Smith, and then 1 point as well in the book from Maria Mendez. For Jackson Heights, again, Chesney Cochran and Nicole Ammon each with five. You got Bryn Shoup with four, and then 2 points apiece from Jennifer Melly and Lakota Bottom. Some of the team numbers for Horton, they were 3 of 6 at the line. They had 12 turnovers, 17 rebounds, and they hit six threes. Jackson Heights, 3 of 8 at the line. All 8 free throw attempts, by the way, off the right hand of sophomore Nicole Lamon.
Jackson Heights, 10 turnovers, 8 rebounds, and just one outside shot in the first 16 minutes. Stats here at the first half break is brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting. That is Jacob Ying and Courtney Bronkoff. Again, our girls' halftime score, Horton 29, Jackson Heights 18. More coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
The 2026 portion of the high school basketball broadcast schedule is upon us, and our first 26 broadcast tonight in Horton. Chargers playing host to Jackson Heights in Northeast Kansas League play. In alongside Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel, Megan, our KMCA studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you as well. Again, the Horton girls at the half leading Jackson Heights 29-18. They led it 19-12 at the end of one, and right now lead it at 11, or by 11, I should say, here at the halftime break. Kansas Keough leading the way for the Chargers with 13 and 3 threes. Chargers hit 6 triples in the first half, and they've out-rebounded Jackson Heights 17-8. 11-point Charger lead here at the break. A final 2-minute timeout. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to the Halftime Show sponsor on KNZA at Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from dead. Online at HighlandCC.edu. Girls game getting ready to start the third quarter. Jackson Heights on the road, trailing Horton 29-18. Right now, Kansas Keough, the leading scorer on both sides, with Horton at 13 right now. She had 10 of her 13 in the first quarter. She hit 3 of the 6 Horton triples. And now we switch sides of the floor. Chargers by 11. And the opening possession from left to right here in quarter number 3. Here is Keough, as we talked about. Has it with the dribble, left corner. Now curls to her right. Gets to the rack. A scoop shot is short, but she draws the foul. And free throws coming 14 seconds into the quarter. And the Jackson Heights foul on Bryn Shoup, and that's quickly going to be her third. Well, both teams a little bit, I should say more on the side of Horton in terms of foul trouble. Covers up and switch, both with 3. Shoup, the first Cobra, with 3 fouls. As Kansas Keough is at the line for the first time tonight, she buries the first free throw and has a game-high 14. And her second is pure as well. 69% at the line coming in. She goes 2 for 2 there. And has 15 points to lead all scores, and it's 31-18 Horton. 20 seconds into the third, first possession here for Jackson Heights, and a quick tie-up on the left wing. Going to keep it with Jackson Heights. Good job and heady play defensively there by Kirsten Smith. And it's taken away. 11 turnovers by Jackson Heights. Here's Horton. Tough shot on the block, a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound. Kirsten Smith had a look, couldn't get it to go. And it's last touch by Jackson Heights, and Horton will keep it. 35 seconds into the third quarter, a 13-point lead for the Chargers. Tied for the largest lead tonight. And there's a pickpocket there at midcourt, and a steal for Jackson Heights. A little stop, a little pop, and a layup good by Bryn Shoup. Cobras need to get her going in this second half. She's got 6, and it's 31-20. After the bucket off the turnover. Here's Kirsten Smith, left side on the wing. Back up top, it goes to Bobby Becker. Here's Keough. Long skip pass to Smith in the corner. Back up top to Lanter. Now Keough. Waist side dribbles with the left. Now crossing over to her right. 2-3 zone right now. More of a 3-2 zone, I should say, as Keough stepped into a long 3. It's short. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds in the far corner. And they're going to say last touch by the Chargers. It'll be Jackson Heights basketball. The Cobras get another stop. They're down 11 at 6:43 to go in the third quarter. 31-20, Chargers. Here's Shoup, bouncing it to Ammon, turning and facing top of the key. Now a right side pass to side. Chargers going man-to-man here. Cochran, post-touch, inside, beautiful feed. Cochran inside, and the deuce put down by Jennifer Mellies, who's now got 4. It's a 9-point game, 31-22, Chargers. Takes 18 to go in the third. And we see Jackson Heights with his own defense right now to begin this second half. Here is Smith, Lanter, Keough in the right corner. The lefty 3 is a swish. Kansas Keough, 18 points. That's her 4th 3 of the night. And it's 34-22 Chargers. We've played 2 minutes in this third quarter. Cobras being hounded up top. Nellie's handing it off to Shoup on the right wing. Little confusion here for the Chargers on defense, but they regather. Here's Ammon stepping in, elbow jump shot, and she's got a foul called on Kansas Keough, tried to swipe at her on the jump shot. Going to be the second foul on Keough in the first against Horton in the third quarter. You want to talk about living at the line, it's Nicole Ammon tonight. This is her 9th free throw attempt of the game. This one is good. She's got 6 points to lead Jackson Heights, and she is the only Cobra tonight to attempt a free throw to this point. Her 10th free throw is no good. Cochran, the offensive rebound, and it rattles out, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going back
to the Chargers. Chesney Cochran couldn't have had an easier look at the bucket after an offensive rebound, but somehow it trickled out, and the Chargers dodge a two there. 34-23 Horton, 5:27 to go, third quarter. Stepping in, firing, drawing a foul on the left baseline is Kirsten Smith, and she's going to shoot two. Reaching in on the shot was Jennifer Mellies, and that is her third foul. So you've got Shoop and Mellies for Jackson Heights, three fouls each. Covers up and switch, three fouls each for the Chargers. As the first free throw attempt is up and no good by Kirsten Smith. Lakota Bottom checking back in here for Jackson Heights. Jennifer Mellies going to get a breather here. Second free throw by Smith. That one is good. The sophomore goes one for two. She has 3 points tonight. It's 35-23 Chargers. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Horton won two of the three meetings last season, but the one meeting Jackson Heights won was in the playoffs. Here's Shoop up top with it, trying to get Ammon on the block. Wants to go to work. She's quickly doubled. Back out to Shoop. A quick fire for three on target, but a little bit strong. Fighting for the rebound underneath, and it's ripped away by Bottom, and a second chance opportunity here. As she gets a long pass, left wing, Cochran a three. It's an air ball. She had another great look, just couldn't get it to go. Boy, kind of a rare off night for Chesney Cochran. Second team All-League last season, the senior. Nearly 14 points and 6 rebounds a game coming in. She is stuck on 5. Had some good looks from downtown. 4:40 to go. Chargers with the ball and the lead. 35-23 on the board. Here's Lancer, left side on the wing. She's knocked down a couple of triples tonight. Now Keough, right side on the wing. Get past Lancer. Now she'll fire and hit a three. Tiffin Lancer, right on cue. Make that three threes and 9 points for the freshman guard. And it's 38, or I think they put the score up there for the Cobras. It should be. We'll check the score as they're switching that right now. But a foul is going to be called, and free throws coming for Jackson Heights. They get the foul on Aubrey Wilson. That is her first, team foul number two. And who would have thought? Nicole Ammon right back to the line. And that free throw is short. This is going to be her 12th free throw attempt of the game, I should say. Marlissa Banks, JoJo Switch back on the floor here for Horton as well. That one good by Ammon. She has taken all 12 free throw attempts tonight for Jackson Heights. 38-24, largest lead here for Horton tonight. As covers up, fired one in there with a lot of contact and a rebound off the miss by Chesney Cochran. Here's Ammon, again on the block, going to her right, kicks it, long two, right wing, good shot, and a bucket for Lakota Bottom. 4 points for the junior, 38-26, lead 12 right now for Horton at 3:37 to go in this third quarter of play. Here's Banks, Keough in the corner, covers up on the block, trying to skip a pass into the corner. Switch has it, now Lancer, now Banks, she'll fire, that one short on a three, tipped out to the 3-point line and an offensive rebound for Keough. Second chance on this possession. Here's Lancer in the corner. Zone defense right now for Jackson Heights. Keough, good extra pass. Now Switch is going to try a three. It was on target but short. Nicole Lamb in the rebound for Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights into the front court. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. They're down 12 here on the road. Here's Cochran in the corner, bouncing it back up top. It is Bottom. Now Ammon at the elbow, spinning to her left. A little turnaround J off the fingertips, and the rebound for Melissa Banks and the Chargers. Banks far sideline into the corner. She gets it right back on the wing. Covers up. Free throw line J. It's on the way. That one a little bit off on the right mark, and it's out of bounds underneath. It'll stay here with the Chargers. Good look from the free throw line there. And the Chargers have the possession. 2:39 to go in the quarter. They lead at 38-26. Maria Mendez back on the floor here for the home team Chargers. Tiffin Lancer, the freshman, will get a seat. Chargers led 19-12 at the end of one, 29-18 at the half, and their current lead at 38-26 at 2:39 to go in the third. Here's Keough with 18 to lead all scorers. Now Mendez will fire. She short arms a three from the left wing, Right place, right time. Bryn shoots the rebound for Jackson Heights. Wants to go to work herself. Bouncing it, Ammon. Little turn to the right. Gets her own rebound. That one no good. And finally cleared away by Horton. Nicole Ammon had a good look off the miss. Another three on the way. This one no good from the right wing. A misfire by Banks. And a rebound for Jackson Heights. Quick one and done possession there for the Chargers. 2:05 to go, third quarter. And now at the midcourt line, it's taken away. Ball still on the deck. Keo somehow comes up with it and lays it in for two, and she's got 20. The steal, though, was by Marlissa Banks. And Keo got the bucket in transition. A 14-point Charger lead. And now it's knocked away at midcourt. It's picked up by Banks. It's still on the deck. Bodies hitting the floor. And somehow Keo comes away with it again. Curls to the lane and lays it in for two. Oh, my. Kansas Keo having herself a game here to start 2026. She's got 22. 42-26. It's danger time for Jackson Heights. And this Horton defense is on another level right now as they force a tie-up and a jump ball. And they're going to get the ball back on the alternating possession. Lancer Becker checking in, and we get a timeout on the floor. I think Jackson Heights, they needed that timeout at the 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got Blaine, we got Grant, we got Megan, we got Brandon. We're late third quarter, Blaine. Jackson Heights, they're in a little bit of trouble here. Horton's going on a run, and they're doing it with defense.
I mean, yeah, they're doing magnificent. I mean, they're taking away, taking advantage of those turnovers. I mean, Kansas Keo back to back, just going down there, getting the easy layup. They're really attacking, just getting the half court, and you can see these Horton players just swatting for the ball. So they're doing everything in their power just to stop this Cobra momentum.
Kansas Keo had 10 points in the first quarter. She's got 9 in the third. She has hit 4 threes tonight and leads all scorers with 22. And she's only down to Jackson Heights by 4 by herself. So out of the timeout, Chargers, after forcing the turnover, have the possession, leading it 42-26. They're up by 16. Here's Kirsten Smith. Now a nice cut. Becker on the right block. Wasn't a ton of contact, but they call the foul. And free throws coming up for Bobby Becker. They get Lakota Bottom with the Jackson Heights foul, her second. And Becker at the line. And her first point of tonight's game. Exit 43-26 Chargers. And the second, good as well. 2 points for Bobby Becker, and it's 44-26 Chargers. Impressive showing both sides of the ball here tonight. Cochran steps into a long two. It's short from the right elbow and a long rebound for Maria Mendez and Horton. Oh, good backside pass. Beautifully done. Easy layup for Becker. She's got 4. 46-26. Horton is up 20. Final 50 seconds here of the third quarter. It's been dominated by Horton, and they force another turnover. Mendez coast to coast. Layup good. 3 in the game for Mendez, and the lead is 22 at 48-26. 31 seconds to go. Chargers on another gear right now as Cochran tries to answer, and she finally gets another 3 to go. A right corner triple by Cochran. She's got 8. 48-29 Horton. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Lancer. Here's Banks in the right corner. Looking for a post touch. Good job by Bottom to knock it out of bounds at 10.6 to go. 4 fresh jerseys coming in for Jackson Heights. You got Streeter. You got Mellies. You got Michaela Stidman, who is checking in for the first time. And then also joining her is, or them, I should say, is Shoot. Final 8 seconds. Here's a 3 from the right corner. Is good by Kirsten Smith. Final 2 seconds, and Shoop doesn't even notice the time, and that's going to take us to the end of what was a dominant Charger third quarter. It is 51-29 Horton. We go to the final 8 minutes after a 60-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody, Ireland, with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 22-11 third quarter for the Horton Chargers. The Nayley Jackson Heights 51-29 as our girls game is on to the final quarter here tonight. Thanks for joining us, Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNZA. First possession of the fourth quarter, and the Chargers, who had the possession, and it's going to be an offensive foul away from the ball as they get Elena Switch with that foul. Just the second turnover in the second half for the Chargers. And again, they scored 22 points in the third quarter, and they have blown this game open. Here's Bottom inside, little up and under, and a two by Lakota Bottom, who's got six tonight. 51-31 Horton, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here is Maria Mendez, up top to Kirsten Smith. Right side, Lanter, guarded by Streeter. That pass hit by Melly, still in the corner. Chargers fighting for it. They get it back. Smith on the block, through contact, and somehow got it to go off the window. 8 points for Kirsten Smith. The lead back to 22. It's 53-31 Chargers. About a minute into this fourth quarter. There's a baseline drive by Melly's and a lot of contact and a blocking foul against the Chargers. It appears to be on Bobby Becker. We will double check. No, they actually get it on Kirsten Smith, who was also in the area. You got Keough, you got Wilson, and you got Cummins checking back in here for Horton. Exactly 1 minute down in this fourth quarter. Chargers trying to put this one away here in the fourth quarter. Cobra's got a little bit of time, but they need to make a run here over the next few minutes. Here's Bottom in the left corner. Picks it up after one dribble. Good pass to Melly's. Her short jump shot. That is no good. A rebound by Horton. Pulled in by Elena Switch. Chargers slowing down the pace. 6:37 to go in the game. They lead it 53-31. Chargers came in two tonight, averaging 52 points per game, and they sit at 53 with still 6.5 minutes to go. Now free throws coming here for Kansas. Keough with a hard drive and a hard foul. Jackson Heights foul on Lakota Bottom. That's her third. And team foul number one in the fourth quarter. Kansas Keough again. She's having a night. 22 and make it 23 as she knocks down the free throw. She came in two tonight averaging 12.2 points per game and right now at 23. And that is the lead. Second free throw good as well. She's 4 for 4 at the line tonight and has 24. Marlissa Banks going to check back in here for Horton and replacing Maria Mendez. 6:25 to go in the game. It's 55-31. Horton, they have led it from the jump. It was a 9-point game at the half, and it's been all Chargers here in the second. So now a whistle and a foul. Melly's had it at the free throw line, and they get the foul on Banks, her first, in team foul number three. 6:17 left in the game. Chargers by 24. Bottom. Inside from Shoop, and it's taken away, and it's a steal by Keough. 5 second-half turnovers by Jackson Heights. Keough. Left side to Banks on the wing. Dribbles back top of the key. Now back to the left wing. Here's Keough with it right side. Good cut. Wilson. Shot good. That's good offense. Second basket tonight for Aubrey Wilson. The assist there for Keough. And it's 57-31 Horton. 5:50 to go in the game. Here's Melly's baseline drive. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped into the hands of Marlissa Banks. Up the floor to Keough. A little sidestep move with the right hand. 26 for Kansas Keough. 59-31. It's all Horton with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Chargers trying to win there. Third game in the last four attempts as we get a whistle and a foul on the perimeter. They get Marlissa Banks quickly. Her correction, that's going to be her third foul. Nicole Ammon checking back in for Jackson Heights. The three fouls on Marlissa Banks. We got 5:26 to go. It's a 59-31 Horton lead here at home in the girls' contest. Jackson Heights again, they came into tonight at 5-1 with three straight wins, but that brief winning streak certainly in danger. Bryn Shoup, they were looking for on the block. She's bumped from behind and another foul, and that's going to, I think, put us at the free throw line. And they get the foul on Cheyenne Cummins. It is foul number 5, so we should have free throws here. They were getting set to throw it in, and Jackson Heights fans letting the officials know that, hey, that's team foul number 5. We got to shoot free throws. Well, it's been a soft night for the top scorers for Jackson Heights, one being Brent Shoup. And the first Cobra not named Nicole Ammon to shoot a free throw tonight, and Shoup misfires on the first. Well, Shoup at the line this season, just 46% as a team. Jackson Heights, 55%. And the second one is good by Shoup. She's got 7 in the game. 59-32, Chargers in control. Just north of 5 minutes to go in the game. And Bailey Lanter, after that pass deflected out of bounds, wants to talk it over. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts on KMZA. Always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. And thanks for joining us here tonight in Horton, Jackson Heights in town. Earl's game coming down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. It's been all Chargers in the second half as they lead it 59-32. And again, a reminder about Northeast Kansas League play. A lot of teams played each other. You look at Horton, they've played Pleasant Ridge. They've also played Oskaloosa. But all games before the break were non-league games. So tonight is officially the first night of Northeast Kansas League play. So the Charger girls just 5 minutes, 11 seconds away from jumping out to a 1-0 league record and snapping that three-game Cobra winning streak. Impressive here at home tonight, both sides of the ball. They were looking for Keough in the corner on the inbounds and tipped out of bounds by Bryn Shoup. Well, Jackson Heights going to have a tough two-game stretch next week. They'll be at Troy on Tuesday and then at Riverside on Friday. Horton next week will host Riverside on Tuesday and then go to Oskaloosa next Friday night. No shot clock here in Horton. We've mentioned it. So the Chargers slowing down the pace with this big lead. Just now south of 5 minutes to go in the game. Keough has it on the right wing. Two dribbles left. Now 3 in the lane. Up top, Marlissa Banks fires a 3. It's on target but strong. Gets her own rebound but had it knocked away and out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Horton. Are they going to change? They might change the call here. Far side official coming in, and they're going to say it was last touch by the Chargers. So the Cobras do get it back off the miss. Kara covers up. JoJo switch. Checking back in for Horton. Aubrey Wilson and Cheyenne Cummins getting breathers here. For first-year head coach Bailey Lanter. Another Charger sub. Mendez back in, replacing Elena Switch. So we got 4:45 to go in the game. What was a 9-point halftime lead for Horton is now 59-32. 4:40 to go in the game. Jackson Heights going to have to rebound quickly with a road trip to Troy next week on Tuesday. Jackson Heights looking for Cochran in the corner. Off her hands and out of bounds in another turnover. Tiffin Lanter going to check back in as well. Taking the spot of Kansas Keough. Could be the last we see of Keough tonight. Again, 26 points. What a night for her. And she was really a huge difference for the Chargers. A post touch and an easy bucket for Kara Covers Up. Now the Chargers just using the strength inside. 61-32 Chargers. Cobra's got it. Here's Ammon. Left block. Good defense by Covers Up. She blocked the shot and the rebound by Switch, and she fouled. Third foul on the Cobras here in the fourth quarter. And they get Nicole Ammon after the miss. Now, balanced scoring for Jackson Heights, but certainly more balanced on the side of Horton. Jennifer Melly's back into the game for Jackson Heights. Nicole Ammon will get a breather. Down to 4:06 to go in the girls' game. 61-32, all Horton here at home tonight. Of course, we'll have our post-game show, and in between break, we'll have the boys' game to follow. Here's Marlissa Bang. She's not afraid to fire, and she delivers a left corner three. Second three tonight for Marlissa Bang. She's got six. And it's 64-32. We're going to have a running clock, the final 3:40 here. We have officially got Horton above a 30-point lead. Melly's had it knocked away by Banks. Lanter takes it away. Up the floor, right back to Banks. Right-handed layup is good. 8 points for Marlissa Banks. And the Chargers now pouring it on with under 3:20 to go. It's 66-32. Boy, an impressive start to league play for the Chargers. As that three is blocked by Covers Up, and the ball's on the floor. Mendez picks it up, and they're going to get a tie-up near midcourt, and it will be Horton basketball. Three subs coming in for Jackson Heights: Sabrina Streeter, Camber Womack, and Michaela Sidman. And at this point, Cobra's going deep into the bench. Emma Sides getting a breather. Shoup is out as well, so is Cochran. So again, I think both teams might be going deep into the bench here. Final 2.5 minutes or so. 66-32 Horton. Incredible performance tonight, both sides of the ball. Chargers with it. Here's Mendez in the lane hard, and a foul on the floor. She was looking for Lancer on the right baseline. And they get the foul on Melly's. That's going to be her fourth and team foul number four. So again, the running clock is in effect here. It's at 2:10 and counting. The Chargers leading it by 30 plus. 66-32 Chargers. Here's Mendez. Quick pass to Lanter. Now Covers Up, had it knocked away. Lanter chasing it down and gets it right back in between the rings out high. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Mendez going to work. She's bumped and fouled, and that'll put her at the line. They get Womack, who just checked in with her first, and team foul number five. That'll run off the final 1:45, the running clock in effect here in the fourth quarter. Maria Mendez, the 5'8 freshman to shoot two. 3 points and three rebounds for her tonight. 1 for 2 at the line. 50% at the line on the season. And her first one here is in and out, no good. Running clock at 1:22 here in the fourth quarter. 66-32 Chargers. And Kansas Keogh, the story tonight with 26. And Mendez goes 1 for 2. She hits the second and has 4 points, and it's 67-32. Here's Womack with the basketball. Had it knocked away on the right wing, but a whistle and a foul. A little heavy with the hands for Maria Mendez, and that'll be her second. And free throws coming up here for Jackson Heights as we're under a minute to go. Chargers want to make one more sub here with Bobby Becker, but free throws coming up here for the junior in Womack. Hasn't played a ton this season for Jackson Heights, but a chance here in the final few seconds as she does hit the free throw. Boy, the Chargers defensively in the second half just at another level. Running clock's at 25 seconds. Womack goes 2 for 2. 67-33. Final 18 seconds. What an impressive performance tonight for the Horton girls. Let's see if they try to get something up here. There's a baseline drive by Smith. Down to 8 seconds. Picks it up. Now Covers Up at the elbow. Dribbling in. Kicking it out. Backside to Becker. Final couple seconds are going to run off. And that's going to conclude this game tonight. And it was all Horton in the second half. as first-year head coach Bailey Lanter has got to be pleased with how her team performed in the final two quarters. And it's a runaway finish for Horton as they beat Jackson Heights in the girls' game tonight. 67-33, the final score, as Horton goes to 4-3 on the season, 1-0 in league play. Jackson Heights, their three-game win streak is snapped. They are now 5-2 and 0-1 in league play. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll break down the girls' game after a three-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Builders serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Oh yes, Christmas morning, the most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low deductible Christmas.
This is Community Healthcare System wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game gone final. We're between games here at Horton tonight. And what was a 9-point halftime lead to the Lady Chargers of Horton quickly ballooned throughout the second half, which even forced a running clock in the final few minutes. A 38-15 second half advantage for Horton. And they blast Jackson Heights here tonight. First game of 2026. Final score 67-33. Again, our post game brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, alongside Blaine and Grant with the Cobra Channel, Megan, our studio producer on KNCA. Brandon Tadman with you as we got the boys game coming up here in about 11 minutes. Well, again, a dominant second half for Horton tonight as they win it 67-33. The story was Kansas Keough with 26. She hit four threes
and was 4-for-4 at the line. And you look at Jackson Heights again. They had good looks from the perimeter, but the rim just seemed a little bit more shrunk for Jackson Heights, and it seemed a little bit more open for the Chargers tonight as they have a season high in points with 67 here tonight. They were averaging 52 coming in, but they pour in 67 in a 30-plus point win. Again, Jackson Heights, their three-game win streak is snapped. First league game for both teams. Horton out to a good start with a record now 4-3 and 1-0. Jackson Heights now 5-2 and 0-1. Well, Kansas Keough again leading the charge for Horton with 26 points and 4 threes. Outside of that, Tiffin Lancer had 9 points, 8.6 rebounds from Marlissa Banks. Also 8 points in the game from Kirsten Smith. And then you had 4 more players with 4 points. Covers up Wilson, Becker, and Mendez, all with 4 points. Again, balance scoring for Horton tonight. But Kansas Keough with 26 to lead the way on both sides. Jackson Heights had 8 points from Chesney Cochran, 7 apiece from Bryn Shoup and Nicole Ammon. They got 6 from Lakota Bottom, 4 from Jennifer Mellies, and 2 from Camber Womack. Again, the 2 big stats in this game. Horton hit 10 threes. Jackson Heights hit 2 threes. And then the rebound numbers in favor of the Chargers. They out-rebound the Cobras tonight, 26-15. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton. That's Mike Sankin, Kay Odlin, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Ying and Courtney Brockoff. Well, now time to announce our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, if you've been listening throughout the broadcast, I think you probably know who our player of the game is tonight, and that is for the leading Chargers of Horton, the 5'9 junior, first team all-league selection, Kansas Keough. 26 points. She hit 4-3. She was 4-for-4 at the line. She scored 10 points in the first quarter. She scored 9 as well in the third quarter. Again, finishing with 26 on the night as the Lady Chargers go to 4-3 on the season and 1-0 in league play. Jackson Heights again with the loss, now 5-2. And 0-1. So that takes us to our in-game break, about 6 or 7 minutes or so. And back in studio, Megan will take care of you here for a few minutes, and then we'll get you set for the boys' game tonight as the Horton boys, after a couple of good runs the last few seasons, kind of a new look for them, and they are looking for win number one. Chargers at 0-6 on the season. We'll get a Jackson Heights team tonight that's off to a 4-2 start, including back-to-back wins before the break against Onega and McLeod. So we got Jackson Heights at Horton, the boys' game on tap. Don't go anywhere. Our second game is coming your way in about 5 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.